Cold weather that occurred yesterday across the Midwest will likely continue to be with us for a little while longer, but we are going to see a warming trend over the weekend into early next week, and it will be followed by more cold weather, so don't get too comfortable with the warmer bias that will be playing out during this period of time. With all that said, though, it's still midwinter. We are to expect some of this periodically. It doesn't make it any more comfortable for us at times, though. Yesterday afternoon temperatures were quite cool across the region, with temperatures staying below zero in parts of Minnesota and in the positive single-digit readings across neighboring areas in the Dakotas and eastward into portions of Wisconsin. Only the teens were reported in Iowa and Michigan, and then mostly 20s occurred in the southern parts of the Midwest. Definitely cold for this time of the year, and we do need to see a bit of a change. We are going to see that evolve as we move forward now through these next few days, an opportunity for better conditions across the region, followed by a good chance for precipitation, maybe a larger storm system next week, and then eventually more cold air coming back across the region once again. So a rather complicated weather forecast here. We do expect the first disturbance to come across the Midwest today. In fact, it's already underway. If you have noticed, it is snowing out there in a fairly large portion of the eastern Midwest and across portions of the Great Lakes region. Overnight, the snowfall has been relatively light, but it has come with some breezy conditions in the northwestern part of the region, and that's caused some blowing and drifting of snow and hazardous travel conditions in parts of the region. That's been mostly in Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin. But as we go through the day today, the snow is going to be moving further through the eastern parts of the Midwest, so the Great Lakes region down southward into Ohio and Indiana. We'll see some occasional light snowfall. We don't expect the accumulations to be all that impressive, probably running from a dusting upwards to perhaps, we'll say maybe an inch and a half. It could be a couple of spots. It could get 2 or 3 inches, but those will be exceptions, not the rule. This disturbance will be followed by a drier day on Saturday, and then we'll look for a new storm system to come out of the Central Plains on Sunday that will bring moisture back into the heart of the Midwest, and this will occur mostly during the day Sunday and on into Monday. The system will produce anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch of moisture for the most part. There may be a localized 3/4 inch total in a couple of spots from central Illinois into northern Indiana, but those will be the exceptions again and not the rule. We'll look for most of this precipitation occurs rain. There is a good chance that on the northern fringe of the precipitation shield, we'll likely see a wintry mix, and some freezing rain and snow will mix in as the precipitation event begins. That would probably impact portions of northern Iowa and northern Illinois, mostly Wisconsin and Michigan, though, as this precipitation event develops. Moving on into the first part of next week, a second storm system with a lot of cold air coming in behind it will evolve across the Midwest. Temperatures will contrast sharply with very warm temperatures in the southeast part of the region and cool conditions in the northwest. This will set up as we move from Tuesday into Wednesday, and that's likely to generate an increase in precipitation. Widespread rain, maybe even a couple of thunderstorms in the eastern Midwest, will be countered by snow that will fall in the western parts of the Midwest, including parts of the western Corn Belt. The moisture totals in this midweek storm system next week will be great enough to offer a little bit of relief to the drought, but it is not going to be anything more than a typical winter system, and it's not going to boost those soil moisture levels in a significant, sustainable manner. But snowfall could run several inches across parts of the region from Nebraska into Wisconsin, and every bit of that will be welcome when it's melted and added to the topsoil. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.